Spirit. And Paul wrote that while he was in Rome, and he was surrounded by military soldiers, battalions of Roman soldiers who would march, constantly marching by his window, marching by his door, synchronized and in step, and Paul used that metaphor, keep in step with the Spirit. That's how you do it. Keep close to the Spirit. Keep synchronized. When our son Taylor graduated from RMC, part of the ceremony is they do drills on the parade square. It is so impressive. All the cadets out there, 1,200 cadets, marching so precisely in step. And Paul says, keep in step with the Spirit in the same way. Keep close together. Keep close. And it's not easy. It's not easy to keep in step. As you watch any soldier marching in step, you can imagine the discipline it takes. And as we look now toward Easter, Lent is starting to finish up and we're looking toward Easter. We ask this question, in what ways can we be disciplined here to keep in step? That's a Lent question, but it leads to Easter. Keeping in step leads to Easter. What sacrifices are we called to make? What are we called to do to keep in step? And the prophet Micah said, what is required of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's how you keep in step. Love the unloved. That will keep you in step. Provide for your neighbor. It will keep you in step. Forgive each other. Oh, well, that's a hard one. Yes, it is. But it will keep you in step. There are two wolves within you, the old Cherokee chief said to his son. Two wolves within me? Yeah, there are two wolves within you. One is bad, one is good, and they're constantly fighting each other. Well, which one will win? The old Cherokee chief says, the one you feed. God, deliver us and lead us and keep us in step. We invite the band back.